There was a lot of talk at the GOP convention about families and taxes, about crime and welfare, about character and experience. Commentator Andrea Bernstein was struck most by something she did not hear anybody talking about.
Remember the 1992 Republican convention, when Pat Buchanan darkly warned against the homosexual rights agenda of Clinton and Clinton and railed against cross-dressing Democrats? When Vice President Dan Quayle's lips curled over the words, lifestyle alternative? When pro-gay Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld was booed while the not exactly gay-friendly Pat Robertson was cheered? And all of this while President Bush sat placidly by. What happened to all of that? Much has been said of this year's kinder, gentler convention and the political calculation involved. Any way you put together the numbers, the Republican Party can't win in November unless it stops hemorrhaging women voters and picks up a few moderates along the way. But it's hard to envision any scenario where the Republicans are counting on gay votes to win a national election. And you can't argue that the influence of the Christian right, which once fueled the party's homophobia, has diminished. They waged a very public and victorious campaign over abortion in the party's platform, while quietly inserting planks opposing same-sex marriage, gays in the military, and gay civil rights. But none of that was in evidence this week in San Diego. No, there's something else going on here. America's last Republican president, George Bush, suggested that gays were abnormal and inappropriate. It's hard to imagine Bob Dole using words like that today. Gay men and lesbians have made headway in every sector of society. Politics, business, television, even Hollywood, America's dream machine. But more than the very public comings out that get documented in the media, there's been a quieter movement. That of neighbors and coworkers and siblings and grandmothers telling the people around them that they are gay. Gay people are found in every class, in every race, in every community. And when we come out, and come out in large numbers, it's hard to make those specious us and them distinctions that have proven to be so useful in political organizing over the years. Democracy lovers versus communists, whites versus minorities, or today, citizens versus immigrants. Of course, there's the very public battle over gay marriage. When the Senate returns to session after Labor Day, the so-called Defense of Marriage Act will be one of the first items on its agenda. But many people have mixed feelings about that issue, gay men and lesbians included. The 1992 Republican convention was the first in nearly 40 years in which the red menace was no longer in play, so the lavender menace took its place. But in 1996, thanks to the hard work of a lot of ordinary folks, another bugaboo may be slinking toward the dustbins of history.
Andrea Bernstein is the political correspondent for the New York Observer.